If you had one shot, one opportunity, would you capture it? Just let it slip.
Do you ever wish life had an undo button? Walking the balance between business and the creative life can be hard. But Matt and Shelby are here to attempt to answer the tough questions, so you don't need an undo. Presented by Made by Things, this is the Command Z Show.
And we're back with the Command Z Show. Shelby, how have you been?
I have been great.
Wonderful. That's not what I was expecting.
Fantastic.
Pretty fantastic.
Pretty fantastic. Getting over allergies, but moving and grooving. How have you been, Matt?
Pretty good. I didn't do that on purpose, by the way. Kids had spring break last week, so took a week off as much as I could anyway from things. Played a lot of video games and saw a solar eclipse and saw family and tried my best to forget about work for 1 week. I did okay.
You did okay. I think by the end of the week, you were able to relax a little more, so that's good.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you get to Sunday, and it's like, oh, man, I didn't plan this whole thing out as well as I hoped to. And I could use another week, right?
Yep.
But here we are. I have missed working. I guess that's the thing, right? Is like, I love working. I think, especially just like kind of the kind of stuff that we do, it's very therapeutic. I feel like it anyway. So I don't know. So it's like, it's good to take a break from it, but at the same time, when you take a break from it, you're missing something that, well, it just kind of feels important to do, I guess, in a way.
I felt like that recently. I'm like, I could really use like 3 weeks of no creation just whatsoever, just consuming life, consuming movies, consuming books, you know, like that's it. And then I think about that and it's like, I would actually lose my mind. I can't do that. I'd have to be creating something, making something, doing something, working on something, or otherwise I don't know what I'm doing.
Right. I have a larger vacation that I'm trying to plan coming up. Going to Europe for three and a half weeks, something like that. And I'm mostly nervous about that thing right there, where it's like,
yeah,
that's a long time. Like, I've never taken a vacation that long by even a long shot. And I don't know. I think it'll be good for me. I need a long break, but at the same time, I know I'll miss it like right away. So,
well, just keep up with the journaling, up with the writing, and you know, you'll have very different entries during that time. It'll be an interesting thing to look back on.
Probably. Yeah, I'm gonna come back with like a movie script and I'll be like, "All right, everybody, stop what you're doing."
You're going to be like, have you ever seen the movie Under the Tuscan Sun?
No. I thought you were going to say Eat, Pray, Love for some reason.
No. Under the Tuscan Sun is based on an actual experience, based on a book, based on an actual experience about this woman who got a divorce and she just went over to Italy. She was a writer and she needed to escape. And she ended up buying a house in Italy on a whim and just completely restarting her life. And that's going to be Matt. He's just going to go over to Italy. He's going to restart his whole life, this family, and we're never going to see him again. We're getting down to the last episodes of the Command Z, restarting everything.
Getting to the epic conclusion of the Command Z show. That's what podcasts don't have enough of, is like grand finales of like, this is it. Doesn't build towards anything. Huh. Maybe one day.
Maybe. We'll start a story.
Anyway, all that being said. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, nothing. Go ahead. Move forward.
All right. So let's get to our question. I have a feeling we have a couple more laughs ahead of us here for this question, but let's hear it.
Okay. Big question of the day is, if you had one shot, one opportunity, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Oh, yes. Yep. So I guess let me start here by saying, like, I've always been a big Eminem fan. Lose Yourself is has always been, like, kind of this song. You know, I think a part of it is, like, you know, him being from, like, Detroit and me from Cleveland. Like, it just, there's a lot of, like, similarities as far as, like, the places where we're from, whatever. Like, I'm not a rapper or...
Matt's really hardcore.
Yeah. But I guess in all seriousness, I've honestly just kind of obsessed over that one line in that song where it's like, I guess, like, I used to believe that that everybody gets this sort of chance in life to do what it is that they really want to do. Mm-hmm. And most of the time that opportunity just blows right past them and they are not able to, I don't know, kind of seize that moment, I guess.
Yeah.
So for me, like, I always thought, like, oh no, like, I don't want to, like, miss it. Like, because it only comes by once and then that's it.
Yeah.
But I feel like, I don't feel like it's true, right? I guess let me start there. Like, I don't think that the saying of, like, yeah, you get one shot. Like, I don't think that people get just one shot. And I think people might get, like, one obvious shot, but I would say, like, there are so many little moments, little things that happen in life that it can be really hard to see that it is an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you just sort of ignore it. So it's sort of like, yeah, I don't know. It's not just if you miss the one shot, then it's it. It's okay if you miss that one shot plus all these other little ones where you just kind of don't grab hold of this thing that you want to do or want to be. And I don't know. Maybe that's really weird in kind of these terms, but I guess I very much feel like, for me, being in the art field, being in the creative field, was literally a dream of mine since I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that it would always kind of, like, stay that way, because I didn't know anybody that was ever in this field to begin with. Like, it always seemed like it was always supposed to be just a dream.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got a little bit older where I was like, oh, that's crazy thought. Like, what if I actually did do this thing, right? And you know, you start to think about how you'd go about doing that thing, and I don't know, I guess I very much feel like at a certain point I was like, okay, well, I have to kind of create the opportunities if I'm going to actually take advantage of them. I can't just wait around. Like, if I was to just hang out in suburban Cleveland and just wait for something good to happen, it's just, that's whenever it just never shows up, right?
Yep.
And I don't know, I guess, so, like, again, it's cheesy, but, like, that song does actually mean something to me, because it's like, it meant, okay, be aggressive with the opportunities that may be there, may not be there, but either way, again, what are you going to do, sit down and do nothing, or are you going to try to make something happen? We're getting into a conversation that is not very Command Z like, I can tell already.
It's therapy. It's okay.
It is. How about you, Shelby? What are your thoughts when you hear that line?
That's a really interesting thing, because I, when I first was like, I'm going to be a writer, this is what I'm going to do, I thought, okay, I have to really write like one brilliant thing and everyone will know it's brilliant and I'll have the world handed to me. Oh, actually, that's not at all how it works. And I realized that a lot of it was creating opportunities for myself so that the one big shot would come eventually. And that's kind of what I've focused on for a long time. And it's allowed me to create my own big shots because I've been able to put myself into a position where those things can kind of come up just from my own ingenuity, which I think is really interesting. The idea of like, okay, one shot will be presented to you. I don't think that that exists for everyone. I think that we build those moments that allow those one shots to be presented. And I really love that idea, though, that we can kind of control that destiny a little bit by creating opportunities for ourselves, by just never giving up, by refusing to back down from those dreams and from those goals, and also being flexible enough to know when those dreams and those goals should change. Based on where you're at, based on the opportunities you're creating, based on kind of what you're seeing around yourself and the things that you're building. I think noticing that and being flexible is also really important to be able to achieve kind of what you want. But also when those things pop up, don't be afraid to take them. And I think that's something that I see a lot with people is, especially young creatives, is there's a fear of, oh, I'm not good enough for this yet. I can't do this yet. You know, this isn't the right thing. It's like anything could be the right thing. You never know. I mean, I took so many opportunities where during the moment I said, this is not for me, but I'm going to do it anyway because I need to do something. And it allowed me to push forward and open completely different doors. I mean, I thought, you know, I'm going to be a theorist, I'm going to be a writer, and that's going to be it. I'm never going to be, you know, in the field creating things. And I just took one opportunity one day, and that led me down a completely different path that I love and I never thought I would ever be doing. And I think that that's kind of the way that I look at things is, how do you create opportunities for yourself that will lead you down a completely different path so that way those big shots do come up so you're building them and remaining flexible within that space.
Right. I think that's really well said there. That is it though. Like, all you can do is really just keep trying things. And I think the thing that I've noticed is, I guess through this period of time where I very much like that, where I'm just like, all right, let's try something else now. Let's try something new. I don't necessarily try to be, it's not necessarily important for me to be right.
Yep.
In the thoughts or the ideas or the idea, like, or the directions that I sort of go. Mm-hmm. What's more important is that I learn something as quickly as I can from it. And, you know, after, I guess it's been about 15 years, 16 years, something like that, that I've been out of college. If I look back over that time and like how all of the things, the big opportunities that I got, like how did they come about? And I mean, you couldn't write this stuff up most of the time. It's just like this random, seemingly coincidence. It makes you feel like you're incredibly lucky. And I am. Like, I would never say that I'm not lucky, but at the same time, it is trying those things and seeing what the outcome is and listening whenever someone calls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for instance, I guess if I go back probably 2 years ago, there was one project that that came to us, and I kept resisting this project because I was like, well, it's not exactly what we do. And I kept resisting and resisting, and I was like, no, like you got to find somebody else to do this, and maybe I can help you find somebody. And then it turned into, okay, you know what, like I can't help you with this, but I seem to have like a grasp on how you should do this, so let me consult for you a little bit. And then it turned into them saying, like, yeah, we want you to do this. We want you and your team to take this project on. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But, like, again, that's not what we do. But then I started to, you know, really consider why. Why can't we do it? Like, you know, it is good to have a specialty of some kind. But at the same time, when you have an opportunity that, you know, could be one of the biggest you've ever received, I guess, again, I kind of go back to that song, right? Because it's like, all right, well, here it is. Like, everything that I've done to date has led to this moment right here. And I could say no, and everything will just kind of continue as normal. I guess I very much think of things in, like, this sort of hero's journey kind of thing, where it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. you're in the normal world, and there's constantly things that are trying to pull you out of the normal world and into the extraordinary world. And that's not always for the better necessarily. So I'm not going to say you should say yes to every opportunity. But there are certain ones where if you struggle to find reasons why not to do things, and or if the only reason you can think of is, oh, that's uncomfortable, like that's not a good enough reason for me anyway to say no to yeah. something. And we ended up, you know, putting a plan together, and we ended up doing this whole project that lasted about 2 years. And we did it well. Like, it wasn't that we just, like, kind of got through this project that was a big project for us. It was something that we proved a lot as a team, and even individually myself. Like, there was a lot that was proved by doing this project. And I don't know, like, and it's sort of like the end of that hero's journey, where it's like, all right, back to the normal world, but now things are forever changed. Yep. Like, nothing can ever be the same again after taking that one opportunity on. And for us and for me now, it's like, I don't know, you kind of have this confidence that when you're like, oh, I said yes to this one opportunity, and we did a good job on it, and now we've just unlocked a new ability, and now I have the confidence to take on more stuff that is like that, or maybe even different still. Yep. And it's just interesting to really think about how it all sort of played out. And it's not just... For me, it's not just that moment. Like, again, there are a series of those moments where it's like, ooh, this feels uncomfortable, but, like, I'm going to try it anyway. You know, I guess, so that's probably the most recent one. If I go back to one of the first times, I guess, you know, again, I wasn't walking out onto a stage to do a rap battle or anything, but what I did was... deciding to take my first real vacation on a plane in my entire life. I was 23, somewhere on there. And we went to Los Angeles, again, first time in a place like that, and had a friend that was working at a studio. He said to come by and tour the studio. I was like, oh, that's cool. And it very much turned into an interview that was not planned at all. I had no intention of ever trying to work in Los Angeles at this point anyway. I dreamt about it still. Even when I was there, I was like, wow, how amazing would it be if I was able to work here? But it wasn't until, like, they asked me to kind of sit in their conference room where I was like, oh my God, like, this is it. Like, I have sort of created this opportunity right in front of me. And I don't know. It was a little scary because I didn't know if that's even what I really wanted. It was just kind of like, oh yeah, like whatever. But like, for me, I definitely just gave into it at that moment. Like, it was just on the fly. Like whether I want this or not, I am going to force myself to take this opportunity to figure out what this opportunity actually is. And after coming back from that vacation, probably a couple days later, they gave me a call and they asked me to work there. And even even with that, they were like, yeah, we want you to work here, but we can give you 2 weeks guaranteed to be here. So like not even a real contract. It was really just like, hey, you got to quit your job for like a trial run at our studio. And by far the scariest and probably stupidest thing that I've ever done, but I'm glad that I did it, right? It was like, okay, let's quit the job now. Like, I don't have any more vacation days, so I can't. I just used them all up. So I did. I quit my job 1.5 weeks later. I was flying back to Los Angeles. And the whole like plane ride, the whole time leading up to that, I'm like, I know that I have to kick ass with the next 2 weeks. Like there is no other option than to just do the best work that I've ever done in my entire life. And like it definitely felt like a lot of pressure, but I don't know. I liked it. It was like, I don't know, I just felt so alive in this moment where I'm like, again, I just felt like everything that happened in my life led up to this moment right here, you know? So like for me, I felt like this was my Eminem moment. This was my moment of like walking up on stage and trying not to throw up. And it was I don't know, like I remember almost every day of that 2 weeks and like all the projects that I was working on. I remember all the little mistakes that I made and just hoping nobody would see them. You know, like just little stuff, like forgot to save. I just lost like an hour's worth of work. Like, I hope nobody notices. Let me make up for this right now. Like, I don't know, like I was ready to like truly leave it all there at that computer, at that desk, just to make this whole thing work. And after those 2 weeks, honestly, after those 2 weeks, I completely forgot that I was even like only promised 2 weeks. Like in my head, I already decided I'm going to be here. So I don't know, I was just committed to it. I don't know what I would have done had they said that you need to go home now, but luckily they pulled me aside and they said, you've been doing good work and we want to keep you here. And I don't know, like again, that was probably one of the biggest moments for me. And again, it was this idea where it's just kind of building these sort of opportunities. I wouldn't have thought like a vacation would be the thing, the catalyst for this sort of dream come true. That was never the plan, but by taking it sort of one step at a time, I don't know, it's sort of, I don't know, kind of felt like a play in a way. This sort of curtain opened up to this play in my head anyway. And it was like, okay, do I want to be a part of this or not? And yeah. Anyway, I again, there's so many little stories like that, and I don't want to tell you all of them, but I think part of it is also just kind of being a little bit of a romantic, I guess, in my head. And that certainly helped of just like, I don't know, trying to write my own story as I'm kind of going through these things. And I'm a very deep thinker when it comes to like, okay, certain things happen in people's lives. Like, why does it happen? Like it kind of makes your story more interesting, I guess. Whether that thing is a good thing or a bad thing, like you know, it your story changes. Whether it's you win the lottery or you get this big job, or on the other side, if you experience any sort of tragedy in life, like you can't go back to the way that things used to be once these things sort of happen. And again, maybe it's kind of the storyteller in me, but it's. I'm very interested when those things happen to myself or other people because I'm like, ooh, like you just kind of want to grab the popcorn because it's like, oh, something's gonna happen next. And I don't know, like again, even like no matter what it is, like all these things could be seen as an opportunity. And I guess what I will say though is like I do see some people that I'm like, wow, they have a huge opportunity right in front of them. And they don't see it. I think that's another thing is like sometimes it's easier for other people to see what's an opportunity, than maybe yourself potentially. And yeah, I love being the person there. Like, so that's, I think that for me, that's I love like teaching and just being like more of a mentor because it's like I love seeing those moments with other people and being like, hey, what are you gonna do now? Like, do you make this big move across the country or do you kind of stick something out? Like, I don't know. So I guess all that to say that like I love the idea of just dreaming, right? And not being afraid to cut to the next chapter when you think that your current chapter has a lot more pages in it. Because sometimes it's shorter than maybe you thought it was going to be. But to me, there's nothing more refreshing and inspiring than starting a new chapter in a book, I guess. And yeah, that's how I see it. All right. Thoughts on that, shall we?
I love that though, because I am also I am a romantic and I love the idea of dreaming. And I think creatives, and not just creatives alone, but I think everybody who's really trying to build their own path, I think you have to be a little crazy and you have to believe in yourself a little more than everyone else does. And that's something that I've really realized about myself is like the four things is I have achievement addiction like none other. Like I have to constantly be achieving something. Something has to be happening. I have to have some sort of success. I hate everything that I do. Absolutely all of it. 100%. I make it and I go, man, that sucks. At the same time though, number three, I love everything that I do and I think that I'm brilliant. So, and I'll sit there and go, you know what? And I deserve this opportunity and I killed myself and this is great and I love everything I've ever made and it's smarter than anything else that anyone has ever made in the entire history of the world. And number four, I do everything on spite. Almost every single thing I do is on spite. It's from somebody telling me I can't do this thing and me trying desperately to prove them wrong. So it's come to be a thing with me where I don't say that I'm never going to do something because I never know. You know, it's something where, you know, when I said I'm never going to do production, I'm never going to do this, I'm never going to do that. You know, I mean, for a while it was I'm never going to do anything other than teach history at a college somewhere. And that didn't happen. That did not happen. That is not the way the life trajectory has worked. And maybe one day I'll get a history PhD and I'll adjunct a class. But you know, I don't want to say I will never do something because you never know when those opportunities will come up. I never know when somebody's going to tell me I can't do something and I need to prove them wrong. And I never know, you know, like when I do have that opportunity come up, if I should just take the chance and take the risk. And I love that. You know, it's the whole flying to LA and I want to take the risk. Maybe it's a stupid decision, but it's fun. And it's the right decision that I want to make right now. And everybody else thinks you're crazy, but you believe in yourself. You know, that's kind of when you should be making those decisions, is when other people look at you like you're nuts, but you believe in it wholeheartedly. And I love those moments in life. And it's really become kind of a thing with me where the best things have come from me looking like a fool in the moment and then going back and saying, you know what, I was right. And I made completely the right decision in this, in changing the trajectory and taking the risk and deciding to be a dreamer. And I think that's something too, where we tell kids, okay, you need to do this, you need to do that. These are the rules of life. These are the structures you need to follow. If you deviate from this, you're not going to succeed. You're not going to be able to make anything of yourself. And that was something that I thought, you know, going into the world, is if I did these very specific things that I would achieve, I would get everything that I'd ever wanted. And, you know, if I just followed the rules, everything would come to me. And that's not how it works. You know, there is no set structure to life, to achieving something. You know, you can listen to 100 podcasts, watch 1 million YouTube videos of people telling you, well, this is how I did it. And this is how you can do it too. But it's never going to be something you can replicate, because every situation is different. Who you are is different. What you do is different. Your voice, your talent, you know, your dreams are going to be completely different. And that's kind of the best thing there is the fact that there is no one path, because you get to make it for yourself. You get to build those opportunities. You get to decide which way you're going to go, and you get to decide where you're going to be flexible and what you're going to take and what you're not going to take. And that's been something that I've really, really loved on my journey as a creative, because I think that in the creative industry, that's really the place where you have the most freedom to see those different paths and to make your different paths, because there really is no one way to do anything in this industry except for take the opportunities when they come and make as many opportunities as possible for yourself.
Right. You're on fire today. That's another good one. It's a really good point to bring up, where it's really easy to figure out how other people got the opportunities to do things and try to replicate all the circumstances that led them to what they got, thinking that you're going to achieve the same outcome. And it doesn't work like that. It's like playing the lottery with the exact same numbers that somebody else used to win.
Exactly.
Where it's like, nope, okay, you still have the exact same chance of winning that they did before. Like, it doesn't work that way. And I think it's really easy to get caught up in trying to follow all that advice, especially stuff that's written in books and all of like the kind of gurus out there that preach on like how they did things. I guess real quick, what I'll say is, like, those gurus out there, I don't think that they're fake necessarily. I don't think that they're bad people. Agreed. I think that some of them are like really, they've done a thing. They've accomplished a thing, and that's incredible. And they should talk about it. Mm-hmm. The problem becomes when everybody thinks that they need to follow that exact same path that they followed.
Yeah.
And again, it's just, it doesn't work that way. That's not how opportunities come up. Mm-hmm. And, I guess, you know, speaking on that real quick, I did see like a little clip of one of these sort of big name influencer type people, guru type, whatever you want to call them. And he was telling a story, and I thought it was really fascinating, where he said, he was telling the story secondhand. So this is like third hand. This can get really weird, but the general idea is that a teacher asked two groups of students to create a high quality, like a pot out of clay. And with one group, he told them, do your best to make one single pot of this highest quality that you possibly can. And with the other group, he said, make as many as you can.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever they show up to class, whenever the group that did as many as they could had much higher quality and were able to make more at a higher quality than the one group that just made the one. And it's kind of that same deal again when it comes to like those opportunities, where I very much believe in volume of ideas rather than just specializing on just one single idea and trying to force that into the, you know, the square peg in the round hole there.
Yep.
But, you know, rather than trying to make it all perfect, it's all we can really do is have ideas and push things out there and move on. Right. And there's, again, that just, from experience, I can say, like, it's crazy what happens when we post some of the work that we do sometimes. Some of the work that I don't especially, like, think is our greatest. You know, we might post it and then all of a sudden we get a huge response from it. And yeah. We are able to get more opportunities from people. And it's crazy how it sort of works. And that's always my strategy on LinkedIn. It's like, okay, well, I think it's good. But I don't know what everybody else is going to think about it. And it's like, I'm not trying to, grow an entire social media account with just one perfect post. I think that's silly to try to think about.
Yeah.
But it's crazy to think about what happens and the opportunities that arise when you just keep posting. You don't focus so much on any one result or any one post. It's about the entire effort that you're giving. There it is. Okay. Let's go into some final thoughts here. Do you want to go first? Going sure. Back to the original question of how does it go again? I know you have it written down, so I'm going to ask you.
Okay. Original question. Oh my God, I just hit the mic. I'm so sorry. Original question. If you had one shot, one opportunity, would you capture it or just let it slip? I think for my final thoughts, I think we've established there is no just one shot, one opportunity. There's many that we're able to create. And maybe they do lead up to one big shot. You know, it's the idea of like the overnight success. There's no such thing as an overnight success. An overnight success looks like 10 years of hard work that all of a sudden is finally recognized. I don't really like to let any opportunities slip if I think that it can move me forward in any direction, really. Whether it's, a direction I thought that I would be going or someplace completely different that I think is just a fun journey to take. And I think don't be afraid of those possible journeys. I think, I think everybody really should watch the film Everything Everywhere All at Once, made by the Daniels, who are Emerson College alums. Go Emerson College, go Lions. That film is really something, because I think that it shows just how many different lives that a person could live just based on the decisions that they make. And, whether you end up working with the love of your life at a laundromat, or you became, the greatest singer, and, you can be, whatever opportunities you take, it's going to lead you down a different path. And none of those paths are, it's not about like necessarily the better path. It's just where you want to go and where you could possibly end up, and not taking for granted kind of where you end up either. If you decided, if you said, try not to have a lot of regrets, I think is a big thing of based on like where you end up to is really important to me. Because you end up in a path that maybe you weren't really expecting to take, but I think figuring out where you are in that moment and deciding where you want to go, as opposed to saying, oh, I shouldn't have taken this path, or, oh man, I really wish I could backtrack on what I did. I think moving forward is really, really the key, and taking new opportunities to keep you moving forward. I think too, like another analogy is like sharks can't continue to live unless they keep swimming. If a shark stops swimming, they don't survive. I think be a shark, keep swimming, keep moving forward as much as you can, because that's what allows you to grow. That's what allows you to thrive, especially within the creative industry.
Nice. Yeah, I think that idea of not having regrets, I think, is a really important one. One that I still think a lot about. What I would say to everyone is be very, I don't want to say cautious, but like be very alert. Mm-hmm. That every time you say yes or no to something, it is a potential opportunity of some kind. And again, I'm not saying say yes to everything, but we can talk about Yes Man if we want to for a minute there. I'm not sure if you've all seen that movie. I will counter Everything Everywhere All at Once with Yes Man.
Nice.
But it's that idea though of like sometimes I say yes to certain opportunities whenever I surprise myself where I'm like, ooh, didn't think I was going to say yes to that. Like, okay, well, let's see how this goes. And sort of like you were getting to where there's like, there is no forward and back in life. Mm-hmm. Like it's just very one dimensional. It's very much more two or three dimensional where it's just directions that you're going. It's not a good or a bad. It's just, this is where you're sort of going. And my biggest thing is definitely like, you know, not trying to have any of those regrets, you know? And I don't know, do the best you can and surprise yourself sometimes. I guess that's the biggest thing that I would say. And, you know, in a more literal sense, if you had a literal stage and they call you up on this stage and it's your time to kind of say something, what, I don't know. I guess part of me is always like, you have to be ready for those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not necessarily talking about a literal stage. Maybe for some of you, maybe it is. But I guess that's it. It's like, be prepared for whenever that opportunity that you've been waiting for does show up. Because if you're not prepared, yeah, it's probably not going to work out for you at that moment anyway. And, you know, you talk about the overnight success thing, and that's it. What happens is that people work for many years at something, and in a single moment, someone presents them with this opportunity that they've been preparing for maybe their entire lives, and they're truly prepared and they are able to take that opportunity and make the best of it. So I guess maybe that's really all this is just, it's constant practice for whenever that opportunity that you are waiting for does show up. But also if that opportunity doesn't show up, you're probably not, I want to say, curating the environment that you need to be for those opportunities to show up.
Yeah.
You know, as if you are a writer and you write in your journal every single day and you write scripts and whatnot, but you don't really share it with anybody, there is no Hollywood executive that's going to be like, oh, this person over here is amazing, because you're not curating the environment or building that environment around you to be conducive of those opportunities. So yeah, so I guess my final thought is just we can't necessarily make those opportunities for ourselves all the time, but we can structure a lot of things that we do and say yes to, and the stuff we share, we have a lot more control over it than I think people think we do. So, all right. That being said, I think it is time to wrap this up. For everybody listening out there still, very much appreciate it. If you have any questions for us, please let us know. I think we have a lot of fun ones planned for the future here, but would love to get more viewer questions, listener questions on here. So, and anything else, Shelby? Any other final updates?
I think that summed it up. I think that's about it right now. I'll let you know, though, if I get my one shot next week.
Nice. We'll see. The sequel. 8 Mile 2. 9 Mile.
9 Mile.
9 Mile. All right. Thank you all for listening. I love you. Bye.
The Command Z Show is created by Made by Things. And if you have a question you would like us to discuss, you can send a message at cmdz.show. And if you like what you hear, leave a review. We'll see you next week with a brand new show.